like the biggest month that you had on OnlyFans financially?
Oh my god.
When I was 18 years old.
Oh wow, so that was your first job. Like, what's your favorite sex position with a guy?
I can work from my bed.
I'm gonna skip it.
Yeah,
just watch me have sex with other girls.
This is not a test.
Ladies, I brought y'all here today so we can see who can twerk the best. Who can drop that ass.
Okay, so we're here on Kiss and Tell Podcast here in Las Vegas.
Oh my god,
I'm excited.
This is my first time here in Vegas.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god.
I'll enjoy it a lot.
Really? What have you done so far?
A little bit of gambling.
Oh, you gambled?
And I won 3K.
Oh, 3,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're rich.
Yeah,
that's great.
I wish. Yeah, it was nice.
That's good. Did you fly all the way from Colombia like for this?
No. Okay. I'll be here in US for 3 months.
Okay.
So it was just how can I say, like, casualty that we met this guy. Uh-huh. And then he invited us to this event.
Josh. Okay. Uh-huh. Are you signed with Josh? You working with Josh?
Not really, but we are just friends.
Okay. I'm sure he wants to sign you. Everybody wants to sign you. So introduce yourself to, like, my friends, like, you know, your name and what kind of content you do.
Okay, so I'm Hannah Miller. I'm 24 years old and I'm a content creator for OnlyFans. I've been creating content for like 4 years.
Really? 4 years?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's been a long process. It's been great. I've learned a lot. And of course, I've grown.
Mm-hmm. Like, so what before, like when you started, what did you not know and what do you know now?
That's a deep question.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say that before starting, I think, okay, let me think in my answer because I want to do.
No, it's good. You can think, it's fine.
Okay, I'll probably say that before doing OnlyFans, I thought it was going to be like hard because before doing OnlyFans, I used it to work on broadcasting pages like Sharebait and
that
kind of pages.
Yeah.
But during those days, like, it was a lot of work. Like, I had to be online for 8 hours.
Wow.
So now being in OnlyFans, I have more free time.
Yeah.
So that I thought it was going to be like that when I start on OnlyFans, but then I realized it was like I had more free time. I have more time to do other things that I enjoy. But yeah, this basically.
So you're used to working like ocho más like horas cada día, like you're used to like the long hours.
Mm-hmm.
So like OnlyFans is like easy, it's más fácil.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a lot of work, but I think it's like more relaxed because I can be just laying back in my couch and talking to my users and then I just get ready. And of course, I love being like pretty and get ready and get my makeup done and then create content, make videos, and also for all of this social media.
Right.
So it's something I really enjoy, you know.
Right. And you do solo and you do girl.
Yeah.
So how do you decide which girls you collab with?
I don't know. I think it, how can I say this? Like, it needs to be like someone I feel like a kind of chemical. I don't know how to say this.
Connection.
Yeah, connection, like a chemical.
Yeah,
chemical?
Sure. Yeah, it's connection? Chemical. When the it's the they're firing. It's
the
sparks. That's very chemical.
Yeah, because when I make content with a girl, like it needs to be like real, like natural. Like, I don't like to add. You know, like, of course, if I if I make a video with a girl, it's not going to be fake. Mm-hmm. For me, it needs to be natural. So of course, I really need to like the girl.
Right. Yeah. Have you always been into girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And what made you, like, what were you doing before OnlyFans?
Chatterbait.
Oh, so, and what before Chatterbait?
I started Chatterbait when I was 18 years old.
Oh, wow. So that was your first job?
Yeah.
Chatterbait.
No, 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 no. My first job was
grocery
server.
Store. Oh,
no. Server?
Okay, yeah.
But since I was 14 years old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So 14 to 18 serving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then from 18 to what you are now, serving the man good content.
Basically.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. So yeah, before 18, I already knew I was going to be on like adult industry.
Really? Why? You're just horny all the time.
I don't know, like I felt I was born for that. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just so sexual and just like free and
yeah,
you
yeah.
just want to be naked all the time. Of course.
Yeah. Exactly.
But so what appeals to you, the whole process appeals to you more? Is it the, you know, getting nude and having fun with girls, or is it like the guys that are watching, they get to enjoy and you feel like you're making somebody's day?
Yeah. That's exactly what I enjoy the most. Like knowing and feeling, like knowing that someone is enjoying what I'm doing. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I enjoy.
It's like you're making the world a better place one, you know, masturbation at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What else can I say? I don't know. I really connect a lot with like with my users.
Okay.
And we have like so much fun. We have built really good relationships, friendships.
Really?
That's what I mean. And I don't know, it's something that I really enjoy day by day.
That's cool. And you have some crazy Chatterbait stories, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like a bunch.
Tell us a couple. Tell us a few.
The thing is, there are like guys with so many weird fetishes.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy fetishes. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Like what's some of the craziest?
Fuck! I need a word, and I don't know how to say that.
Okay, say it in Spanish.
Know, like bichos, insects.
Okay. Insects. Yeah, bugs, bichos.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So someone, like the sound of me.
Okay.
And the insects.
Okay.
It's crazy.
They like the sound of that.
Uh huh.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Something really crazy.
That's easy though.
Well, like, it's not, I never did that with real insects. Oh, it's not something I will do, like, so...
Peter wouldn't like that.
But I just add, like, I was doing
it. Oh, you just add it, like the sound.
Uh-huh.
And fake insects.
Yeah.
Okay, from the picture.
And what other story? Okay, you know, there are so many guys that like feet.
Mm-hmm.
Feet.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I have really good toes. I just got a pedicure. Why didn't I, you know, I should have done non-sock. I should have done the non-sock.
Oh my God, you should create an account for...
And then, I'm going to put one sock off. I'm going to put... And then, as we're talking, some of your fans, they might pay me.
Oh my God.
For my foot, because look.
So now you're going to sell my users.
I'm going to use your use for the bichos. And then we're going to have this. Yeah, that's what we... Why didn't I choose that? Okay. You know, we're going
to... So, this guy like it to... How can I say that? Like, being in the same position you are.
Okay.
But I had to add, like, someone was killing me.
Oh, wow.
So I needed to move my toys, like...
Okay.
Like,
you
like
oh.
And do these crazy faces, like, I was dying or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was also so weird.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
No, that's kinky. That's
yeah,
good.
It's kinky.
It's like a fantasy world that you're creating.
Yeah.
That's good. So what do you actually like sexually in your real life?
Sorry, what?
What do you like sexually in your real life? Do you like what's the craziest thing that you like? Like, do you have a fetish?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too crazy, but okay. Of course my like I've hear or my friends are like, why do you like it or why do you enjoy it? So if I have a boyfriend or a couple or something like that,
yeah,
I really enjoy watching him like
with another girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. See, this is, you're the type of girl that every guy wants. I want my girl, just watch me have sex with other girls, you know? I want that to you be your, actually, that's my number one want in a girl now.
But it's not that easy to find in a girl.
It's not. What are the signs? How do I find someone like that?
I don't know, like, you need to go to Colombia.
Oh, I need to go to Colombia?
Yeah.
The Colombia is my, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. You think there's more girls that like in Colombia that like watching their man? I think that. I don't know about that.
Maybe yeah.
Maybe yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm going to Colombia. That's the next place.
Yeah,
I've been to Colombia once before.
Where?
Popayan and Bogota.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm from Medellin. Medellin is such a nice city.
I heard Medellin was the best.
Yeah.
Nice party city.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. Okay, so like, what turns you on with watching like your guy like hook on with another girl? What turns you on? What's it about it?
Like watching how she like the girl enjoys.
Ah.
And like in my mind, I'm like, okay, that's the way I enjoy.
Ah.
Or that's what I feel when he fucks me, you know?
And you never get jealous?
No.
You never. Is it just because like the guy treats you so well and?
Mm-hmm. And of course it depends, like if it's, it's something that needs to be under like a lot of confidence.
A lot of like
confidence
security.
Security between like me and like my boy, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's good. I like that. That's cool.
Okay, yeah.
Huh, that's good. This is inspiring me. I have some ideas.
Like we have to like to talk before doing it, and okay, I'm good with this. I wouldn't be good with this.
Right.
So
what are you good with and what aren't you good with?
Well, I'm good with in the how can I say?
You're good with him kissing.
In
you're
the
good
action,
with
okay.
Having sex.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't want him to come inside the other girl.
No, that's okay.
That's good. Okay, that's great. Okay,
cool.
Let's do it. Sweet. Yes.
I'm not good with him, like keeping in touch with.
No contact. So if the girl's like, hey, like, can I get your number? He's like, hell no, you get my girl's number, but not me. What the fuck do you think this is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you call her and then maybe she hooks it up, but you can't call me.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
You're like the in-between. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to, you know, not tonight, you know? Okay, that's better, you know? It's less work, really, for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, no contact. I don't know how to text you. I'm not going to do anything. Just fuck you when you come over, if it's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Hannah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm kind of crazy.
No, that's perfect.
I mean,
that's
it's perfect, but it's not something like normal, you know?
Oh, really? I like that normal, apparently. So how do you find the girls that you know, you hook up with, you know, your man or your partner or whatever? How do you find it? Are these just people that you have collabed with? Or is it like you go to a club and you're like,
Well, I haven't done this in a while.
Oh, okay.
But it, like usually it happened in parties.
Okay.
Or like I saw a girl and I test her through Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That kind of test. Okay, got it.
What do you think?
No, I thought you were like, hey, you know, I want to test this girl. I'm going to fuck her and then tell her if she's good enough to bring it.
Thank you.
I don't know. You know, this is
different. No, I just contact her from Instagram, and then, do you wanna just grab a drink or something, and then I go out with her, and then we like build confidence.
Right. But,
and then
come.
I just let her know that me and my boy.
Okay. This is great. No, this is sensational. This is great. I like it.
Well, it's not that easy how I'm feeling it.
Really?
It's not that easy.
No, but but it's a must, really. It's just part of the world, you know. What's next? What else do you want to do in the industry? What's your trajectory? What's your goals?
Okay, now I'm here in the US, like trying to build my social media with more American public.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many goals, but like in this moment I prefer to save them by myself, because I want to reach them, and I feel like you can never tell your goals because
sometimes you just gotta tell, you know, deals, you just gotta tell God, right? And you can't tell, you know, people.
But in this moment, building my, like, try to grow my OnlyFans account into more American public.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I say?
What's like the biggest month that you've had on OnlyFans financially?
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't want to say that.
You don't want to say? Okay, what's like average? Do you have an average? Can you say that?
Average, fun.
You don't have to say it if you don't want to. I'm just curious. I feel like you do very well for yourself.
I don't want the how can I say?
You want your parents to feel like you need it. Even if you don't, you know. They can't know that you just bought a mansion down the street.
I've done really good, a lot.
Good.
It's also because I've worked like a lot.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm a really hard worker.
How many hours a day you think you work?
How many hours?
Yeah.
Per day?
Got a deal, yeah.
Like 10
or 12. You're working?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, wait, break this down. Like in a 10-hour day, like what do you do?
Okay, first, of course I get up.
Okay, that's good. Again, that's a good first step. That's a very good step one. Very good.
You can
today I'm gonna skip step one.
I can work from my bed. I can work from my bed. Like I can spend like all day long like lying on my bed,
right,
talking to my users, like maybe like doing some sexting
under the covers. People like that,
but
too. Yeah,
I get up.
Right, you gotta get up. Okay, hopefully like take a shower, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully eat, maybe. I don't know what your diet is.
So I get up, I usually go to the gym, really early in the morning.
That's good.
Ready. And then I start to shoot reels for social media.
I have
a couple of accounts, so I have to create reels for each account.
Okay.
Then I create TikTok, and then content for Twitter, for Telegram.
Wow.
I create...
You're on Telegram. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, I create content for OnlyFans, of course.
You do a new piece of content every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
You
love it. That's good. Okay.
And I also sometimes I do like video calls with my users and like during all these things I done, I chat with them. I test them what else? Sometimes I do lives on TikTok.
Lives on TikTok, and then sometimes you do the girl content.
What?
Like sometimes you have the girls because you do solos, and sometimes you do girl. Quick question: what is your favorite part about your girl content? Like, what do you like the most when you're hooking up with a girl? Do you like, you know, I don't know, for example, do you like the scissor? Do you like to go down? You like when they go down on you and you're just like...
Well, I'll say when I go down.
Okay.
And there is something that I really enjoy, and it's really? Like kissing. Like, I really love kissing each other. Like,
really?
Yeah. And it's, how can I say this? If I'm going to create content with a girl and I kiss her and I don't like, like, then I wouldn't, like, then I don't enjoy the
rest. You just kick her out.
No, not that way, but... not that way, but...
Okay.
I don't know. Like, everything starts by the kiss.
That makes sense. Yeah. And then what's the thing you like most? Like, what's your favorite sex position with a guy?
I'll say missionary.
Missionary. Oh, yeah. You're intimate. You like it like
looking to his soul. Eyes.
Oh, the eyes.
The eyes.
Oh, wow. I feel like this is like romantic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I can see how romantic. Yeah, like there's candles.
So yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's like rose petals.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good. I like that. So I think this is enough. We gave them enough gems. This is good. Tell my fans where you want them to find you. Like your Reddit socials.
Okay. So you can find me on Instagram as, how can I say, underscore?
Yeah, underscore. Yeah.
Underscore Hannah Miller Model.
Okay.
Okay, then on Twitter as Hannah Miller M. Right. And then on OnlyFans?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
OnlyFans as, oh my god, fuck. Underscore Hannah Miller or Hannah Miller underscore fuck.
No, they'll find you.
I don't remember.
They'll find you from the Instagram and whatnot. They'll go through a rabbit hole and they'll find, trust me. They've seen this interview, they see what, you know, they'll
okay.
find
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course.
They'll
in
search.
My Instagram, there is a link.
The link in bio.
Oh my god, fuck. No, you're I don't good. Know why
no.
I just
trust me.
I don't
they'll
know
find
why.
You. They'll find you. Trust okay, me. Trust me. After this interview, they're gonna find you. And anyway, I'm Hoppy Mac, HoppyMacShow.com. This is Kiss and Tell Podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I really had so much fun. Like, I was so nervous at the beginning. I was like, oh my god, I don't know what to say, but I think everything went great.
That's good. You did amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for the invitation.
Of course. Good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
This is not a test.
Ladies, I brought y'all here today so we can see who can...